Hi, everyone, and welcome to a very special Talking Islam episode. We have Coach Chris with us. Welcome.
Daniel, thank you so much for having me back. Appreciate it.
Anytime. And so looking forward to this. And for anyone who doesn't know, Coach Chris, you were here as a guest as just Chris, you know, before you became a coach. And this is, for anyone who wants to check that out, Talking Islam number 70, which aired in September last year, where you shared your story through the struggle, and now you are here as a coach. So this is a Life After Insomnia episode. So we're gonna talk about what happened after that interview, and also how you're starting to do your, you know, become a coach and starting that career path. So super excited about it. And yeah, let's just start from, you know, from the time we spoke last year. You know, you were doing much better, but maybe not entirely past the struggle, but tell us what happened after the interview there.
Right. So I think it's been about a year since we had our last, our initial podcast. And it was basically my success story, right? My recovery story. And, you know, it felt so real. I really thought that I was past this thing. And shortly after our interview, I went on a camping trip. And lo and behold, the insomnia was back again with a vengeance. You know, I guess it seemed like kind of like a success regress, you know. And looking back now, you know, being on video, being in front of the masses, talking about my recovery made it that much more real. And I think that I was probably putting expectations upon myself to maintain that. I didn't want to let anybody down. So yeah, I started having trouble sleeping again. It wasn't every single night. You know, I can't say it was as bad as it was in the beginning, but, you know, and shortly after that, actually, I signed up for your coaching program. So I was still very adamant about, you know, helping others. And I started the coaching program soon after our last podcast, and the insomnia just got worse. You know, so now it's like I've got this new weight on my shoulders, you know, all these worries playing in my head. You know, how can I sustain this progress? You know, am I really over this? You know, am I going to be triggered listening to other people tell me about their insomnia struggles? Can I really show up for other people? You know, and, you know, I sat with that for a while. And I quickly realized, it didn't take me very long to realize, that it wasn't really about all of those concerns. It just came down to one thing. And one thing really, it's just that the fear was still there. There was still fear there. And, you know, rightfully so. It was still very fresh for me. And it's, you know, it's a big undertaking, taking this responsibility, you know, helping others. So with that added pressure came, you know, expectations and performance anxieties. So, you know, it's funny because if you look at my drop-in classes with you, there were many times where I was in those classes talking to people and I didn't really sleep the night before. So it's kind of like, oh my God, what's going on? Like, I'm supposed to be past this already. You know, how am I going to do this? But, you know, I just did it. I persevered. I just, you know, I chalked it up to a speed bump. And I knew that it was basically yet another perfect opportunity for me to reiterate to my brain that things were okay, and that this is part of the process, and this is going to happen, and these things take time.
Absolutely. Yeah, I remember that you joined at, you know, you really wanted to become a sleep coach and help people, and you joined, and you're not the first one, as you know, actually, from within the program, that a lot of people, when you add that extra pressure, like, okay, now I'm going to help others, well, then I should be sleeping really well, and that adds a little bit of pressure, and it can be a little bumpy there. Very, very, you know, we've seen that many times. But I guess my follow-up question becomes, okay, so you realize that this is just another speed bump, another opportunity, and did that then pretty soon lead to, like, okay, things were fine again, or was it again sort of more like a gradual process, or what happened after that?
It was a gradual process. It didn't take as long as it did before that. But I would certainly say what helped me so much was talking to your immunity your insomnia immunity students, actually going into the trenches and getting that solid practice and experience and talking to them and teaching them. And, you know, it gave me the opportunity to basically step out of the insomniac and back into that person where you first interviewed me as, you know, that person who made that recovery. So basically every time that I spoke to one of your students, I basically told them exactly what I would want a friend to tell me. Yeah. And it helped me tremendously. So it was a blessing. It really was.
Let me ask you this question. It just came to me, like, when you were starting to do that coaching, like within the program, did you find that, I actually know quite a bit that the student doesn't know, so I can help? Or was it more like, just kind of support, like, you know, just the support you would like from others? Or did you find that you had insights that they hadn't, or what was that like?
Definitely. I mean, I had been down the rabbit hole for many, many years now. But surprisingly, there were many insights that I learned from them as well. So it was kind of a give and take in this case, for sure. Yeah.
Very, very nice. So it was sort of a gradual process. But, if we look at the last 6 months or something like that, how have things been?
Awesome. What can I say? I'm basking in the light at the end of the tunnel. Sleeping so much better. And, you know, recovery is so much more than sleeping better. Sleeping better is just a plus. But I define success as no longer in the battle, no longer in the struggle. I don't think about sleep anymore. I think about it now, but from a different context. You know, it's more from an educational standpoint and how I can use my experience and tools to help other people. And, it's a beautiful thing. You know, I'm much more active right now, exercising a lot. I took up running, journaling. I spend more quality time with myself, with my family. These adverse moments, these challenging moments in our lives, it's amazing how much they can humble us. I live life more graciously now. You know, I move more slowly, calmly, but with intent and purpose. I'm not as reactive to things anymore. Like, I gained so many positives from this experience. You know, if I could go back in time and erase it, I wouldn't. I wouldn't for anything. I don't regret any of it at all, to be honest with you.
So wonderful to hear this, really. And, one of the things that I hear so much is that when our minds isn't like so focused on like this problem solving and so kind of obsessively trying to figure this out, it frees us up to just be and enjoy and you know, you spend quality time with the thing, you know, people love, et cetera. And that's what you're experiencing, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Because insomnia can really bring your life to a halt. It did for me. And that's the key thing, you know, not putting sleep on a pedestal, not allowing it to change your life and to stop you from doing the things that you really want to do. You know, it's a paradox. You know, you need to kind of move backwards. You need to start living life, you know, before the insomnia resolves itself. Right. It doesn't work the other way around. It just doesn't, you know.
Exactly.
It's work, you know, it's not easy, but it's doable. I mean, success stories are left and right on your channel.
You know. They are, but yeah, they totally are, and it's doable. And and then to those who's tuning in now, it's as the tricky thing is that when you see this success stories, they're like, you know, months of like inner work and hard work that are kind of compressed into like a 30-minute episode. But just so everyone knows, it's totally doable. But yeah, it requires some work. Speaking of which, you are, you know, I remember from the very beginning when you were in the program, you were graduating, you wanted to get going, starting your own coach business, etc. But then I think your regular business took off and it's been keeping you busy, but now you're getting towards where you're starting. Is that right?
Yeah. So I'm self-employed. I own and operate a pest control company. I've had it now for about 9 years. And, you know, it's never really been a true passion of mine. You know, it pays the bills, but it's never really been something fulfilling. And I think through this experience of insomnia, I've really found my calling. You know, I don't think any of it was in vain at all. I don't think it ever is for anybody. And not everyone's going to want to become a sleep coach after this ordeal. But I just, you know, my gut tells me instinctively, I need to be doing this. I need to be using my story to help other people. Yes. So coaching is something that's definitely in the works. I'm on Instagram right now. I'm starting to put up some free content, you know, for those who find it useful. The website's under construction right now. And, you know, I look forward to coaching. I should be coaching pretty soon. I would say within the next couple of weeks, I should be taking on clients. So I'm super excited for that, you know.
So am I, so am I. And I should have said this earlier on, but I'm saying now that, of course, all the details to connect with Chris is going to be in the description, including, I think I heard you say this, that you're at this point, you're actually willing to coach someone even, you know, even for free.
Absolutely. You know, I'm here for anybody who needs me. You know, you can reach me through email, through Instagram right now, and just feel free to pick my brain free of charge. So take advantage while you have me now.
Exactly. I'm going to say that that's not going to last because I did the same thing. Like when I started out, I was like just, you know, talking to people, emailing people back and forth. And it's great because you learn a lot, but eventually, you know, it can't last forever. Eventually you have to start making money to survive. Right. So, exactly. But it's a great opportunity for everyone to have that. And, maybe tell us a little bit more about like your journey through the, you know, you started in the sleep coaching program to become a sleep coach. And right. It was a little bit of that rocky start, but what was your experience through the program?
The experience itself was like no other. You know, I don't think that I would have been as confident becoming a sleep coach had I not taken your course. You know, I definitely felt like I had to get my feet wet before I really made the decision to commit. And it gave me the hands-on experience that I needed, you know. You know, lots of learning opportunities there, interacting with so many different people. And, you know, really getting the gist of what it feels like to really be able to reach someone and help someone. And it feels good. It really does. It feels good.
Giving. It's amazing to hear, of course. And I remember there was actually this moment, I think pretty early on, where you were, you know, you were a little bit on the defense and was like a little bit unsure of like, is this right? Should I have done this? But then there was a moment, right, where you had actually an opportunity to coach someone, and that felt really good and kind of cemented your determination. Do you remember that?
Yes, I remember who you're referring to. Yes, she's the first insomnia immunity student that I coached. And she was the one that really, you know, did it for me. You know, I saw the tough place that she was in. And I saw myself, you know, 6-7 plus years ago. And, you know, I wish back then I had somebody to talk to who had the understanding that I have now. So. You know,
that was a real nice moment. Now, you know, Chris, what I find, recently is that it is so valuable to do these, what I call like life after insomnia episodes, where you get like the more long-term follow-up, what happened next. The challenge is this, that often, you know, when I do this interview, it's like, there isn't that much to talk about.
Right.
Which is a nice thing, but you know, it's a little challenging because I'm like, I don't really have that many more questions. But that's wonderful in itself that once it's over, there isn't that much more to talk about, right?
Right. It's basically just picking up where I left off. I mean, you know, it's I mean, what more can you say? It's done, you know.
Yes.
You know, I also want to add, you know, sleep really is not as chalked up as it is to, you know, people make it sound like it's overrated. Sleep is overrated. You know, nowadays, you know, I used to sleep a lot more before my insomnia. I used to be that 3-hour napper. You know, Now I'm good with 6 hours of sleep and I don't need naps. I'm full of energy. I feel revitalized all the time. And, you know, I don't know if it's because I'm older and I require less sleep and I was younger back then, but I don't know. I don't try to think about it or problem solve it. I just go with the flow and things feel good right now. So that's all that matters to me.
That's amazing. And, you know, yes, I think age, you know, age plays a role, but when I hear that, what you said, it's almost more like, you know, when we're excited about things, we have things that we're like, we want to do, then right. I think we are a little bit more like, when we're excited, we sleep a little less. And I think that's so normal. Like I find out myself, I'm excited about things, I sleep normal. And I think that's a great thing I hear because I feel your passion and I feel like you're onto things. And maybe that's what's giving you this like nice positive energy, right?
Yeah, I don't want to sleep. I want to be productive. I want to, you know, put all my energy into this. Obviously, I need to find a healthy balance, but you know, yeah. It's amazing. You know, it's like before I wanted sleep so much, and now that I have it, it's like I don't really need it that much.
It's amazing. I think we'll end on that note. It was super nice having you here, Chris. And reach out to Chris, take advantage of him, and look forward to having you soon. We should do more episodes, maybe some open classes or something like that.
Definitely, Beacon of Light Sleep Coaching. Check me out.
Beacon of Light. Love it. Okay, Chris. Talk to you soon.
Likewise. Take care now. See you soon.